course, today, we have the opportunity to gather and give thanks on this Thanksgiving Sunday to celebrate what God has done, to give praise and honor to his name, to thank him for his abundant blessings. I know each of us have been blessed this past year throughout our lives with our friends and our family, the ability to work, to give back, the life and breath God has given us, that we have been called his beloved children. So today we come together to give thanks, to list God's goodness and his abundance, and to show to the world how good he's been to us from generation to generation. So I'd invite you to listen with me to what the psalmist has to say about giving praise in Psalm 100. The psalmist says, "Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and that we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations." Today we're going to do just that. We're going to praise God and shout his blessings to the earth. We're going to tell the world just how good he's been, proclaim to all of creation God's incredible goodness and love for us. Today, instead of a traditional sermon, we're going to have a couple of our own church members come up and share stories of their own abundant blessings, how they've experienced God's love in their life this past year. And then each of us will have the opportunity to write down what we are most thankful for and to offer that to God in worship. So let us now shout to joy to the Lord, all the earth, to worship him with gladness, to come before him with joyful song, to tell the world what he has done. Let me invite Mike Reynolds to come forward for our first sharing today.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. So I am Mike Reynolds, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I want to wish you all safe travels when you travel to your family's homes, or as your family members come to you, I wish they also have safe travels and that you just have a blessed time with everybody and really enjoy this season with them. I am here today to share a brief testimony of what I've been most thankful for this year, and it's just been a great year for me, so I'm happy to share it with you. First and foremost, though, I would like to thank God. Our Father, our creator of the world, the universe, everything that he's made, things we can't even understand, and how grateful I am that he is him. I also want to thank Jesus. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, our Savior. He came here, he saved us all from our sins. He showed us how to live amongst each other, how to love each other. And the Holy Spirit, our connection with God that flows within us, when we find Christ, and all three of these together that just make our Holy Trinity. And it seems like thanks isn't enough for all that. You know, so with thanks and service for our Lord, and with a joyful and gratitude heart, just I'm thankful for the Trinity. I want to share a verse from the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15:55-58, where Paul writes, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." I also want to say how thankful I am for my family. My loving wife, Patty. I've been married for a whole month now. We're staying strong with each other. But what a delight. She's so kind-hearted. She's so nice. You challenge me. You support me. And I love you for everything that you are. Also, my children. I'm so thankful for Haley, my 10-year-old daughter. So smart, so confident. And she's been here in this church since we walked through the doors together about 4 years ago. My daughter Hannah, my four-year-old, how nice it is to have her be part of the family and the precious moments I get with her. And she started coming to church with the family now, and how grateful I am for that time and that she wants to be here. She looks forward to that. And the newest addition to my family, my 20-year-old stepdaughter, Jessica. There's nothing that really prepares you to have a 20-year-old daughter in your life all at once. So the same can be said for her. Nothing really prepares you to have a 10 and a 4-year-old in your life all at once. But how nice it is that she is just such a delight. She is everything that I wasn't at that age, which is good. Her mother raised her so well. She's so smart. She works hard. And it's just a delight to have her as part of our family. Of course, my parents and my grandparents that live in Indiana and in Florida, they supported me my whole life. They raised me in church. I rebelled against them all for a number of years before I came back. But how nice it is that they never gave up on me and how they loved me my whole life. And they still support me now. And then, of course, Patty's family. How nice it is to have a big family. She's one of seven. So, and she's the youngest, and it's just so nice to see a loving family all together, especially when, you know, I was on an island in Massachusetts for the longest time with just my two daughters and myself here. It's just nice to have a large family that's loving and supportive and to see everybody together and have a good time and be happy together. And I want to share a verse that comes to mind when I think of all these things, Colossians 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. And finally, I also just want to say how thankful I am for our church and for all of you that are here, and those that can't be with us today. From the leadership in our church, the session, the deacons, trustees, our pastor, our choir, our music director, the tough decisions that you all are facing and how much you give of your time to make this place successful and to serve our Lord. I'm very grateful and thankful for everything you guys do. The members, all of you that give so much of your time and your hard work to support our church, whether it be missions that are local or abroad, our piece of music, our piece of bread, our Bible studies that we have together, our support groups, and the folks that spend so much time putting that together and help us grow as Christians. Even the folks, you know, especially the folks that say prayers for everyone in this congregation, and a special thank you for everyone that prayed for me and my family as we go through difficult times and even in our good times. I just want to say thank you. I'm also thankful to serve our Lord with all of you. Very grateful. To serve in a church that is alive and well, to serve in a church that serves our Lord and our Lord's people as an Acts church should. And I praise God and give God the glory that all of us come together and do that so well. And wherever you find yourself today, because I know, you know, not everybody has had great years. There's been challenges and there's pain out there. Wherever you find yourself today, I just want to leave you with 1 Thessalonians 12 through 18. Where Paul writes, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pay back wrong for wrong, but always to try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Friends, thank you all, and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope everyone will have a nice Thanksgiving. I came here this morning to share a little bit, and hopefully you'll get to know me a little better. I haven't been coming to the church for very long, but you have all blessed me in many, many ways, and I'm thankful for that. And I'd like to read one of my favorite verses, which is John 14:27, which some of you, I'm sure, know. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And I'm going to tell you that for me, this has been a really hard year. I lost my husband, and a lot of things have happened to me. But I have to say that through it all, God has blessed me in so many ways. Because of the death of my husband, I've been able to share with others, and I've been able to let them know that he can give you the strength that you need to get through. So I'd like to share that with those of you who are struggling right now, that he will give you that peace. And it's a peace that you can't know anywhere else. And it's a peace that he has given me over the years through many, many trials and tribulations. But I'm thankful for those trials and tribulations because I am stronger today. The woman you see in front of you today is not the person that I was. And I have changed in so many ways because of his blessings and his love that he has shown me. And he's gotten me through so much that it would take me a week to tell you how long and all the things that he has put me through and bless me. And I'm sorry if I'm a little nervous, so excuse me. But for me, this is a miracle because I could never do this before. I could never, never stand in front of anybody and tell them anything that was on my mind. But again, this is another blessing that he's given me. He's given me the strength to come up here and share with you and just let you know, and I want you to remember this, that he will give you that peace and that strength that you need for whatever your situation. And I just wanted you to know that this morning, and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Katie Matchett. Thinking back on this past year, I have so many things to be thankful for. There's one big little one that comes to mind, and that's my nephew Cooper. Cooper was a surprise blessing to our family. My brother Corey and his girlfriend Samantha told my parents and me that they were expecting. We were all in disbelief. I vividly remember them coming down the stairs to watch the last 5 minutes of Married at First Sight when they shut the TV off. I kind of laughed and thought I knew what was coming. They were going to joke about getting married or something, but I was wrong. But months had passed, and so had the shock, and we were all anxiously awaiting the arrival of this little man. Cooper's original due date was December 23rd. As a teacher, I'd like to think I have a lot of patience, but when the days kept coming, with no sign that today was the day, I was getting restless, and I was only a aunt. Anyways, Corey and Sam came over on Christmas Day for dinner. They ended up leaving shortly after because Sam wasn't feeling so well. And no, it was not because of my mother's cooking. She's a great cook. In the early morning hours the following day, I got a text that Sam was admitted. I was so excited. The day had finally arrived where Cooper would make his debut to the world. My parents and I made many drives to UMass Memorial that day, bringing coffee and food back and forth and checking in. After a certain point, the doctors told us it was time to leave the room. So there we were in the waiting room, my mom, my dad, Sam's mom, Sam's sister, and myself, watching the clock and trying to make small talk, even though we were all thinking one thing. Please, God, let Cooper and Mom be safe and healthy. Cooper Jordan Matchett was born that night, December 26th at 10:43, and I was one proud aunt. It was the best feeling in the world to hold something so delicate and beautifully created. It was like a little miracle in your hands. We passed him around and introduced ourselves. We didn't stay too long, as everyone was tired. That night and into the morning, Cooper kept coughing and spitting up to the point where the doctors were now concerned. Long story short, they did some tests and x-rays and diagnosed Cooper with these fancy terms. Pretty much, Cooper's esophagus was not connected. This was troubling for two main reasons. Cooper could not eat food by mouth, and surgery was required. At 5 days old, on December 31st, Cooper went into the operating room for a surgery that was expected to take 3 hours. 3 hours that turned into eight. The longest 8 hours of our lives, and one of the hardest connections the surgeon has ever done. But that was the good news. They were able to connect it, and the surgery was a success. Since he was born, Cooper has and will continue to have a long road ahead of him. He has had his first of many stretchings, which will help to widen his esophagus so he can eat better and continue to grow. So what am I thankful for? Where do I begin? I'm thankful to God who brought my brother Corey and Sam together and blessed my family with this little guy. I'm thankful for the surgeon and his skilled hands. I'm thankful for the NICU nurses who helped take care of Cooper for the 34 days he was there. I'm thankful for the visiting nurses who continue to check on Cooper's health after being discharged. I'm thankful for the complete strangers who reached out to this new family with gifts, words, and love. And I'm thankful for everyone who prayed. The power of prayer is incredible. I remember my dad getting on the computer and sending out an email to the prayer chain asking for prayers for Cooper. I firmly believe God answered our prayers of having a successful surgery and a strong, healthy baby. Since Cooper has been born and through his complications, I am hearing God louder and his timing is impeccable. I personally have grown in my faith through prayer. I believe that when I pray or talk to God, he listens, that things aren't just a coincidence. Just a few months ago, my mom and I were debating to ask Sam if she wanted to bring Cooper to church for the first time, even though Corey wouldn't be there because he was working. 2 minutes into our discussion, Sam texted me asking what time our service was at. I'll never forget the look my mom and I exchanged. God was definitely listening. A more recent example was with the new primetime program that we'll be launching. My boss at my second job approached a few coworkers and asked if we could each take one day off every week due to budgeting issues. This works out perfectly as I love working with children and can now volunteer. It was like a blessing in disguise. Did I answer God's calling or did he answer my prayer? Cooper will be one next month. He is a strong, happy little boy. Corey and Sam are doing a wonderful job providing and caring for him, and we are blessed to welcome another little one come April. I will continue to pray for the many troubles and blessings my heart is filled with the assurance that God is with me and listening. Romans 12:12 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." And Colossians 4:2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." I am forever thankful.